Darren Cole nearly up the halfway. Cole now just inside the Cove half, plays the ball forward, and then that's a miss. Touch. Ronan Hale cuts back in. Hale should have the chance. Low shot. Ronan Hale makes it 1-0 to Derry City. As soon as that mistake happened, a nothing ball forward. As you talk about patience and wait for something to happen. Ball in, just a terrible mistake at the heart of Cove defence. It just opened up for Ronan Hale. Cut back inside, created the room onto his favourite foot. Low shot underneath Mylan. 1-0 Derry City. Fernandez comes on to it, gets it up there. And again, Cove down his right hand side. Taylor puts it in the back post. Darren Cole. And again, how many times, Paddy, are we going to say about the people going to sleep defensively? All that from a really poor clearance from Dan Seaborn, to then Hale not clearing, to then Darren Cole going completely to sleep at the back posts.
It's ridiculous. The goal to Derry City has been seen this year, and there's another one there. Absolutely no danger whatsoever, and they've totally... They've three mistakes and wouldn't have spaced a 5 seconds.
He's going to stand over this one. Dean Shields, who played in Canada with Ben Fiskett, one of his previous clubs. He's... wandering into the box as well. It's put in there. Free header from Darren Cole. Yes, Darren Cole gets the goal. 2-1, and we talked about defensive frailties, but that just landed on Darren Cole's header. Not anybody within 3 yards of him. Headed it straight past Mylan. 2-1 Derry City.
It's a great delivery.
Gets to the byline. Tries to skip past his man. Push. That has to be a penalty. Definitely a penalty. Very, very clear. McDonough did well. Skip past his man. Cove player trying to react. Just fairly obvious push in the back from there. Right beside the fifth official as well. Absolutely no question, and Derry will have the opportunity really to close this game out. So it's going to be Aaron McAniff, the man who was scoring freely at the start of the season. He's standing over it. So he steps up facing Mylan away to my right hand side, sends it low. Mylan gets a hand to it, but it nestles low into the bottom corner. Derry City 3, Cove Ramblers 1, and it looks as if the EA Sports Cup trophy for 2018 is going to be heading back to Brandywell and staying here for the year.
Again, they go crossfield inside the box. No Derry players pick it up. They step away from a player, step away from two players. Again, that has to be a penalty.
And so O'Connor is going to stand over this one up against Jared Doherty. O'Connor steps up. Jared Doherty saves low. O'Connor doesn't get the rebound. The rebound goes over the top. Jared Doherty saves another penalty. Gets his team out of jail. That's the fourth penalty.
And again, that is the final whistle.
It has blown. Derry have won 3-1 here in the Brandywell. It was hard fought. Cove will feel with that missed penalty, etc., that they could have really made a game of it at the end. But it is a big victory for Derry. It's great to get a trophy, etc. The Cove players obviously devastated. All the fans coming on to the pitch.
Firstly, Kenny, congratulations. You must be a very happy man today.
Yeah, definitely. I'm delighted because the Ryan McBride Stadium, the first game at it, and we won a cup. How befitting is that? And, you know, there's so many people that have helped us in my short reign here, and Hugh Harkin has been an outstanding coach, and he's the best coach in Derry, and I'm lucky to have him. And, you know, to have someone like Hugh around the place, it helps us so much. And I owe him a lot. And, you know, the club, the players, all of that in a very difficult surface that wasn't watered, I have to add, it made it difficult, but I thought they performed really well and they fully deserved it of the trophy.
How would you describe your team's performance today?
Very good. Very good under the circumstances of the poor surface and the whole importance of the game. I thought they played really well. The first half hour was outstanding, and then the second half was the same. It was just those last 15 minutes in each half that was a bit sticky.
Because you must be disappointed to give away a soft goal.
Yeah, definitely.
After going one up.
Without a doubt, that had a pivotal point in the game because it turned it against us a little bit.
Of course, Cove didn't make it easy for you either. They came here with a plan. They played well against you.
They deserve credit for the way they defended, and it was difficult for them. But how many chances did we have, you know?
Yeah.
But you have to give them credit too.
Now you look ahead now to the next game. It's an important week for yourself. You've won the League Cup, FAI Cup quarter final now here on Wednesday night. You'd be hoping for your team to take that confidence into Wednesday night now.
Without a doubt. And we must repeat that and get that same performance with a little bit better, and we'll give Bose as good a game as we can. They're the best team in the league at the minute.